wearing short skirts are a distraction to other students, the male students, and male teachers, and should not be allowed. Do you agree?
And a big night in sports. We'll give you the recap after the news on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Somebody needs to be fired, is what members of Congress are saying, upset over the failings of the Metro Rail system.
The message from members of a Congressional Safety Committee to Metro General Manager Paul Wiedefeld is clear.
You need to get in there, fire people. I think you're doing some of that, and get that place in order.
That was Congressman John Mica. Congressman John Delaney says you can only blame management for so long.
Ultimately, a board, a fiduciary board, is responsible.
He asks Evans, who chairs Metro's board,
do the people on the board know what they're supposed to do?
Evans says the board doesn't know its role. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
After four-plus seasons as head coach of the Washington Wizards, Randy Whitman is gone. Fired last night after the Wizards' season-ending win over the Hawks. The team missed the playoffs this year, finishing with a .500 record. It was a wild and memorable night for Kobe Bryant, though, as he played his last NBA game, scoring 60 points in a Lakers victory.
20 years, 5 NBA championships, 2 Olympic gold medals, 19 Lakers records, 3rd highest scorer in the league, league MVP, 2-time postseason MVP, and the only NBA player to play his entire career with one team. As former teammate Magic Johnson puts it, here we are.
We are here to celebrate greatness.
Jim Roop on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Bernie Sanders fired up a big crowd in New York City again last night.
Over 25,000 turned out at Washington Square Park for the concert and rally. Among those who spoke, actor Tim Robbins and director Spike Lee.
Status quo, gotta go.
Senator Sanders paid homage to the long history of protest movements rooted in the Greenwich Village neighborhood, including the birth of the gay rights movement at the Stonewall Inn a few blocks away. The huge crowd was ignited when Sanders said,
I think we've got a surprise for the establishment. We're going to win this thing.
Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton will meet tonight for their latest debate, and you can hear it tonight at 9 here on WMAL. Early voting is starting in Maryland today. Voting centers will be open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Early voting runs through April 21st. There is at least one early voting center in each county in Maryland. The Prince William County Board of Supervisors starts marking up a contentious budget proposal today.
Supervisors Chairman Corey Stewart said he's looking to stem the tide of property tax increases, and some residents agree with him.
Really, when you look at the economy and the stagnation, Prince William has needs, but so do the taxpayers.
The vast majority of people who testified at the budget introduction had more concerns between PRTC bus service.
We believe that the worst impacts on workers who do not have access to private transportation
and school cuts.
For the life of me, I cannot understand why we are satisfied to be last.
Along with cuts to county police and fire, too. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Obama administration is expected to issue a final rule today designed to enhance the safety of offshore oil drilling equipment. And Puerto Rico is facing a deadline for a multi-million dollar bond payment next month. On Capitol Hill, House Republicans are struggling to find a way to help the U.S. territory deal with its $70 billion debt, but a House committee canceled a vote on the issue that was scheduled for today. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,908, the Nasdaq at 49,47. Sports, the Nationals improved to 6-1 with another win over the Braves. The O's are now 7-1 after their first loss in Boston. The Wizards beat Atlanta. The Caps host the Flyers tonight in game one of their playoff series. WMAL News Time 6:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Breaking news, the inside story, traffic and weather.
This is pretty remarkable stuff.
Listen on your desktop or download the WMAL app today and don't miss a minute.
Get this.
Available in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
You know, spring is here, the perfect time to freshen up your dating life. You could start with a little spring cleaning and get rid of that online dating app that has you endlessly swiping and swiping. And if you ever do get a date, you really have no idea what you're walking into. Am I right? Brian Wilson here to tell you about a better way. It's Just Lunch is a tried and true blueprint for dating success that's been been getting great results for 24 years. Here's how it works. You'll meet with your matchmaker. Mine was named Kim. She was awesome. She'll get to know you and find out exactly what you're looking for in a dating partner. Then she'll hand-select quality matches from the It's Just Lunch exclusive membership base. She'll pre-screen those matches. She'll handle the logistics, book the reservations. All you do is show up and be your charming self. I can tell you firsthand, you'll meet some great people and you'll go on some quality dates. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today. Start dating tomorrow. Need your home sold guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore-Washington Parkway, accident. Southbound right as you approach Route 32. Watch for those delays growing heading through Jessup. No problems through Annapolis and Bowie on 50. 270, it's been about the volume. 66, the crash. Eastbound as you approach 29 in Centerville. Still have a couple cars on the shoulder. Nothing is blocked, but boy, we have delays quite intense here as you head through Manassas, again, making your travels up toward Centerville. I'm also seeing heavy delays on 234 just north of I-66, going northbound toward 29 Lee Highway in the Battlefield area. Around the Beltway through Annandale and Tysons, a good ride. Let's go into Maryland on River Road. Inbound River Road at Goldsboro, still have the right lane blocked with the crash, and it looks like at the intersection of George Avenue and Colesville Road, right near the Discovery Building, still accident cleanup. Traffic update is brought to you by Pella Windows. Don't miss Pella's 72-hour sale. Get 20% off qualifying Pella products or 0% APR for 60 months. Exclusions apply. Call 877-769-8392 or visit WashingtonDCWindowsSales.com or BaltimoreWindowsSales.com for details. Pella, viewed to be the best. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
From here, looks like clouds and moisture stays well south. We're in the clear sky this morning and the sunshine this afternoon. We'll make it up to 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 31 in Warrenton, 34 in Hyattsville, 43 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Pella Windows. The Indiana GOP won't be disclosing the names of convention delegates because some have received threats. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
The time is 6:07. You're listening to WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. You're starting your day the right way, too, with Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. At 7:05, we'll have Lanny Davis here, longtime friend and associate of the Clintons. We'll get his take on where things stand with Hillary's campaign. 7:35, we'll speak with Chris Barnes of Fix WMATA and follow up on the fireworks on Capitol Hill yesterday over funding. And then at 8:35, Jake Tapper from CNN. Big debate tonight between Bernie and Hillary in New York. Jake will give us a preview. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
All right, here's a question for you. Should short skirts be banned in the classroom because they are too distracting to the male students and the male teachers? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. We raise this because there is a story. It comes out of the UK, but it triggered a debate around the world about whether or not short skirts in the classroom are appropriate, and or are they too distracting? A headmistress of a private school over in the UK has said, "Look, we're not going to allow short skirts anymore," and she sent out a little note saying, "You know, it's just a distracting to the young boys, and quite frankly, it's distracting to the male teachers, and we don't want distractions in the classroom, so we're going to put in a dress code that requires that if you wear a skirt, it's going to be about knee length and no shorter, and if you come to school with something shorter than that, you'll be sent home." So does she have a point there? Is this something that perhaps should be instituted in the classroom? I'd like to know what you think about this. Erica Badu, the singer, has weighed in on this. She thinks that that's right. And she went to Twitter and said that, you know, she has two daughters, and I agree. We should perhaps not allow our daughters to go to class with very short skirts because it's distracting to the educational process and distracting to the teachers, and we should protect young girls by requiring them to cover up. And boy, did she get blasted.
Yeah. She got blasted by those who say, you know, look, that's slut shaming. And, you know, we ought to be able to wear whatever we want to wear. And the boys just need to get over it. And I went after it. They went after it pretty hard. So I'd like to know where you stand on this. 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Should we ban short skirts in the classroom because they're too distracting to the educational process and too distracting to the male teachers? This sounds like something that we went through. It seems like to me, I remember when I was in high school back in the 70s, we were having these discussions. And I didn't like at the time dress codes. Although, one, my parents wouldn't ever let me wear anything inappropriate. They were very conservative about that, and with my sister as well. But I sort of just didn't like the idea of being told you can wear this or you can't wear that. But, you know, as I get older and I look at it from a different perspective, what do we say about kids who go to school and wear like a very, very provocative statement on a T-shirt? And we say, you got to go home and take that, or you got to turn that inside out. You can't wear that in the classroom because it's distracting. Mm-hmm. It's causing people to talk about your T-shirt when we need to be talking about, you know, reading and writing and arithmetic and those kinds of things. And so you can't have it as distraction, and that's the standard. Well, you know, I think you could make a case that a very, very short skirt in a classroom can also be a distraction. So maybe it is appropriate in this particular case to do this. I can't believe that the young Brian Wilson is hearing the older Brian Wilson say this, but indeed that's the way I feel today.
Well, the reason you didn't like dress codes in the past and the whole T-shirt issue is because that you believe that was a free speech issue, right?
That's right.
Yeah, there's no free speech here. You know, there's no First Amendment to wear a short skirt.
No.
Right. So you know, what's interesting, here's one of the students in this New Zealand school that had an issue with it. Her name is Sade Tuttle.
Basically, we were told that our skirts needed to be lowered to below our knees. It was to keep our girls safe, direct quotation, stopping boys from getting ideas, and also to create a good work environment for our male staff.
Good work environment for our male staff. And by the way, the fact that the principal who laid down this new dress code in New Zealand is a man, that's causing a lot of problems too. Because here's the thing, Brian, you're right. We have been talking about this for years, not just a couple of decades ago. We've been talking about dress codes in schools for, you know, 100 years probably. because guess what? But in the old days, we would just say, you know, women should dress a certain way because they should show some modesty, and that's just appropriate. And you shouldn't dress inappropriately or immodestly in school. And that was enough. You know, by saying that, everyone understood exactly what you meant. You know, don't be showing everybody your business. You know, don't be giving the whole package out there to the whole world to see. Just be modest. Show a little class and show a little modesty. Now, unfortunately, we live in an age where we actually have to, like, spell everything out. And we have to say, here's why, okay, ladies, why you shouldn't have a skirt that when you sit down, pretty much the whole world can see London and see France. Here's why. Because men are different than women. And when men see a woman dressed that way, and let's be clear, we're talking about women. These are high school girls, 17-year-old girl, 18-year-old girl. In some cases, if you're in high school, you're 18. In many cases, you're turning 18 that year. Men are distracted by that. Men are visually stimulated. Men, I mean, if you don't agree that men are visually stimulated, I don't know what planet you're living on. All right, just look at the pop culture, look at advertising. You know, look at how women are presented. Is that wrong? I'm sorry, it may be, but it's just the way it is. And the fact of the matter is, it is distracting. I don't think women quite understand how distracting it is to be a man in this world with the kind of constant, you know, attack from all sides, of bombardment of visual stimulation of women, scantily clad women. And but people are really taking issue with the idea that this is distracting to male teachers. Well, you know what? It is. And the bottom line is, school should be for learning and not for being able to dress in a fashionable way.
Well, let's start with Cindy and Frederick. You're on with Brian and Larry. Cindy, what do you think about all this?
I think you men need to get over yourselves, and I think it's ridiculous. Let the girls wear the skirts that they want, and you men need to get over it and focus on something else. Everything is sexual for you guys. Just get over it.
You know, Betty, Betty's on the board right under you, Cindy. Cindy, you know, and I totally respect what you're saying, and I can only say to you, to say to a man, get over it, think about something else, only a woman could say that because you only because, and I say it with great love and compassion, because you don't understand. You don't understand how hard it is to do that. But let me just ask you a real quick question. Cindy, when you get dressed up for a big night on the town with your special someone, and you get dressed in a really special way for a hot night, you do that for a reason, right?
I didn't let my daughter go to school that way. That's two different things.
Okay, but what I'm saying is that when women dress a certain way to get a certain reaction, they know they're going to get that reaction, right? When Kim Kardashian dresses the way she dresses, she's doing it because she knows she's going to get a reaction.
She's looking for attention.
Okay, so when a girl dresses that way to school, why should she be surprised if she gets the same kind of reaction?
Because she's not dressing that way. She's dressing to make herself feel good, not to say, look at me, I want you to fondle me, I want you to do whatever to me. That's not what she's saying.
God forbid. And Cindy, thank you so much. I totally respect what you're saying, and hopefully we'll get other people to respond to you. And God forbid anyone interpret what I'm saying to suggest that a woman dressing this way is opening the door or inviting someone to touch them inappropriately or do any...
This is about being distracted in the educational environment.
Exactly. Right. Of course, this is no excuse or in any way an explanation for why a woman should be touched inappropriately. Oh, God forbid.
Well, we're going to have a lot more of your thoughts on this coming up. It's now 6:15.
WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten, always dressed appropriately in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. There's a dress code there.
Yeah, don't get me started. Don't get me started on this. All right, 66. Here we go. It's a multi-car crash, but it's over to the shoulder, so they're trying to get everything wrapped up and towed out of there, but that is the focal point of delays. Eastbound 66 jammed to just before 29 Centerville. 95, it's been about the volume. 395, keeping fingers crossed because it has been off to a great start here. Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Over at the Douglas Bridge, 11th Street Bridge, all running well. Not so good heading through Jessup. Heads up on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. The crash is southbound right before the exit for 32. Metro Rail commuters, Red Line, no longer single tracking between Van Ness and DuPont Circle, but residual delays from that earlier unscheduled track repair. Now from Garage Door Repair. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, Jamie, now when you say don't get you started, if Brian and I are being a bunch of dumb old Neanderthals here, we'd love for you to chime in here and correct us.
Well, when I see some things going into schools, I go, what? Distraction? Yes.
Yes. If it's distracting Jamie Witten, then imagine. Yeah. All
right. Well, I just think, you know, and sometimes people get sent home to change, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Thank you for that, Jamie. I appreciate it. Today, sunny day today, high around 65 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, low 44. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 67. We still do have this winter frost warning in effect, though, advisory, until about 9 a.m. So out in Frederick, Montgomery County, especially northern western toward Baltimore, it's cold. So look out for that. 6:18 on WMAL. Right now it's 42 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by the Collins Firm.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Springfield or Thursday in Gaithersburg. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
The rules themselves aren't the problem. The problem is when these codes would hurt girls specifically because the idea that their bodies are sexual and therefore distracting.
All right. Should short skirts be banned in the classroom because, as some have said in the educational environment, it's too distracting to the young boys and, quite frankly, to the male teachers. That is what has been discussed in the UK and is now being discussed around the world. By the way, we mentioned Erykah Badu, the singer, got involved in this on Twitter. She said, it's not okay to prey on young women. But I do think it's unnatural for a heterosexual male to be attracted to a young woman in a revealing skirt. I think it's his nature. That's what she says. Do you agree, disagree? Is it appropriate, or should men just, as our last caller suggested, just get over ourselves? Let's go to, how about Patrick in Leesburg? You're on with Brian and Larry.
Hey, good morning, guys. As the father of three boys and a just-turned 13-year-old girl, I can tell you it is a problem. The first thing my daughter did when she went shopping with my wife was look at bikinis and two pieces and stuff. And it's just, as a dad, it drives you insane. But this is in middle school now. This isn't high school. Middle school girls are wearing revealing outfits. And, you know, the mind of a 6-year-old boy, if I would look back, you know, when I was that age, yeah, I love it. But as a dad, I can't stand it.
Wait, 6-year-old boy or 6th grade boy?
Oh, I have four boys.
No, but you just said in the mind of a 6-year-old boy.
If I was a 16-year-old boy.
Oh, 16. Yes.
We can all agree with that.
Yeah, 16. Oh, please.
It's a problem, though.
Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate it, Patrick. Teresa in Fredericksburg, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What do you think?
Yeah. Well, I'm a teacher. I've taught high school for 10 years, and I don't think the girls should be allowed to wear whatever they want to wear. I think that the lady that called in and said that you guys need to get over yourself, I think she's living in some other kind of world because, the public school, or any school, I guess, should be an institution of learning. Teachers have to dress professionally, and students need to dress like they're there to learn. And there's no freedom of speech in school. You have to be responsible. And, public education, if it's a right, you also have responsibilities. So absolutely girls should have to take that into consideration and be responsible. And that doesn't relieve the boys of their responsibility either,
so,
of good behavior.
Teresa, let me ask you something. I'm just going to be devil's advocate here. What do you say to someone who hears what you say or hears what Brian and I are saying about this and say, oh, well, why don't we just have all women wear burkas in our society since men can't control themselves?
Okay, because that's an extreme, I think, and that doesn't really make sense.
There's some middle ground to be found here somewhere between burqa and a crop top and cutoff shorts like right. Daisy Dukes. Okay, good, Teresa. Thank you for that.
All right, how about Betty Lee and Laurel? Betty, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Hi, Brian. Hi, Larry.
Hey.
I just want to say for years, guys have been running around with their pants on the ground. Behind hanging out.
And they shouldn't be left to do that, should they, Betty Lee?
No, absolutely
well,
not.
Well, Betty, I sometimes have to go and do carpool duty down at a local high school. And you're right, that still happens. And I think that's just as distracting.
Yeah.
And if I were an educator, I would say that also needs to be, not allowed.
We are in agreement on that. And by the way, I will attest to this, Brian is constantly telling me to pull my pants up off the ground here.
Yeah.
Well, parents need to make sure, or at least look at their kids before they leave.
Yeah, and that's a big. I do look at Brian as a parent. He's the father I never had. Thank you, Betty Lee.
Oh, Lord, I don't want that responsibility. More of your call straight ahead. It's now 6:22. Weather and traffic is coming up in just a moment.
Allergies come on fast. Inova Primary Care offers same-day appointments at our 20-plus offices all across Northern Virginia. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
Got some great news for you about Zero Res. You know, that's the company I use to have my carpets deep cleaned, left looking brand new and smelling fresh. And they also do hardwood and laminate floors as well as upholstery, trowel, and grout. But, the great thing about using Zero Res right now and having them come in and take care of all these things for you is your friends are going to come over and visit. They're going to look around and say, oh, wow, things are looking good over at the Johnson's house. You guys remodeled. Wow, you get a big bonus this last Christmas there, Jim? Because it looks like you've got all brand new stuff when Zero Res is done with it. And let's face it, we're trying to put our best face forward, aren't we? We're trying to show off a little bit to our neighbors. Well, why not show off a little bit without spending all that money? And speaking of money, it's tax refund season, right? Look at it. Check out the calendar. We're all getting our tax refunds these days. Why don't you take some of that tax refund, put it to good use, invest it back into your home with a cleaning from Zero Res. Right now, you're going to get a great deal. It's the best sale of the year just for WMAL listeners. Get 20% off any Zero Res cleaning. 20% off. Call them now, 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, and April is the height of the spring real estate market. People ask us all the time, how can you charge so little? I reply, why are the others still charging so much? Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $2.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple. Real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
The stock market may be exceeding a lot of investors' expectations, but more importantly, is it meeting yours? Hi, I'm Eric Whiteman, co-host of MAL's Wise Investor Show every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Call us to learn how we can help you better achieve your financial goals.
Eric Whiteman and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company. To reach Eric, call 1-866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
Your life and your money belong to you until they become your legacy. Don't waste your life's work by failing to plan for the financial future of your loved ones. Price Benowitz helps provide peace of mind by offering legacy services like estate planning, wills, and trusts. When considering your legacy, consider the lawyers at Price Benowitz. Make sure your life's work ends up in the hands of the people you love. Visit pbwills.com or call for a free consultation. 202-LAWYER-5. 202-LAWYER-5.
More of your calls on the short skirts in school controversy in a moment, but at 625 WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Witten is dressed appropriately in the Hadid carpet cleaning traffic center.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I know, I can't distract these guys for anything. Let's get you Virginia. Northbound 95 through Stafford, a quiet slow Dale City to Woodbridge, but what you want to do is avoid Route 1. Right now, they've stopped traffic heading through Lorton. Northbound Route 1, the crash before you get to Gunston Cove Road. They were allowing one lane to get by, so it's an intermittent closure here and patience for those Route 1 commuters. 395, seeing a little bit of just the volume forming through Landmark. 66, the crash had been eastbound before 29th Centerville. Everything had been moved to the shoulder. Reports of a crash now if you're heading 29 Lee Highway through the battlefield up toward 234. Fire and rescue units responding there. Better, River Road inbound at Goldsboro. Crash gone. Still activity in Silver Spring by the Discovery Building, George Avenue and Colesville Road. You get by one lane to the right each direction. And in Jessup, southbound 32, southbound on the BW Parkway at 32 for the accident cleanup. Traffic update brought to you by Pella Windows. Pella's 72-hour sale. Call 877-769-8392. Or you can visit WashingtonDCWindowSales.com or BaltimoreWindowSales.com for details. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice run here now as we continue to head on through the week. This Thursday looks just as good as it did yesterday. Clear this morning, sunny this afternoon, 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
43 degrees right now, 627.
All right, so should short skirts be banned in the classroom because they're a distraction to the male students and the male teachers? That's the discussion that is now underway. Let's get a couple of dads in there. Rudy in D.C., you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, guys. Absolutely, they should be banned. I mean, the lady that called in and said, get over it. I love that argument. I've always loved it because it's so hilarious that she would ignore this nature. And, like, the girls don't know what they're doing. You mentioned it before, when ladies go out to dress up, they're not doing it to not get a reaction. They know exactly the power that they have.
Yeah. Okay, I think that's the way a lot of people look at it. But, I mean, you do hear people who say, as we heard earlier, Cindy say, get over yourself.
I just want to reiterate, and I agree with Rudy, but I just want to make sure everyone understands, the reaction is not a physical reaction. The women are not doing this because they think that it's some permission to touch them or do something inappropriate. I'm talking about the mental reaction that is going to happen.
Lori in Leesburg, you're on with Brian and Larry. Hello, Lori.
Hi there. I'm just wondering, if the young teachers in high school were to dress in the same outfits, the short skirts, would parents think that their sons in school should be told to just get over it?
That is a great point.
Or would parents be up in arms because the teachers were dressing provocatively?
Great point, Lori. Yep. That's right. What if a young 23-year-old female teacher dressed in the same way? It would be appropriate to say, hey, maybe that's not quite right for this classroom.
Yeah. What a great discussion. It's 6:28.
Is Republican Ami Hober the best person to help us in Congress? Just ask the Pentagon. When they have a problem, Ami Hober is one person they turn to reduce chemical weapons and clean up anthrax overseas or protect our troops here at home. That means Ami Hober's a good choice for our tough problems. To fight terrorism and fix border security, to reduce the deficit and bring jobs here. Ami Hober is a successful small business owner who manages big budgets and solves complex problems. Here is Ami's agenda for growing jobs. Help Maryland businesses get more federal contracts. Promote new ways to extract natural gas that makes sense for the district. Get more workers into high-tech jobs, especially those who have been laid off from Volvo. Ami Hober is ready to help with our toughest problems. In the April 26th Republican primary, Ami Hober for Congress. Maryland USA paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. MarylandUSAPAC.com.
Coming up, a little sporting news, a little politics news. Big night for the Warriors in the NBA. Bad night for the coach of the Wizards. And Donald Trump, not quite sure the status of Coach Joe Paterno. We'll tell you all about it coming up after the news with Bill Thompson.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Long Fence. It's over for Washington Wizards head coach Randy Whitman, who was fired last night after four-plus seasons. Whitman was reportedly informed of the news as the Wizards season ended with a victory over the Atlanta Hawks. The NBA's Golden State Warriors, meanwhile, set a new record last night.
73 wins and just 9 losses for Golden State. One win better than the Michael Jordan-era Chicago Bulls 72 wins in the 95-96 season. The Warriors beat the Memphis Grizzlies 125-104. Stephen Curry scoring 46 points, dropping 10 three-pointers, and finishing the season with 402. That's 116 more than the league record he set a season ago.
Correspondent Joe Ramsey. A bit of good news for the Donald Trump campaign.
Sources confirmed to CNN Trump's campaign manager will not be prosecuted for battery. Following this altercation with former Breitbart reporter Michelle Fields back in March. Fields, who could seek defamation charges against Corey Lewandowski, tweeting, "Office of Prosecutor asked 2 weeks ago if I'd be okay with an apology from Corey. I said yeah, but haven't heard back about it."
Correspondent Sarah Murray. Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton take the debate stage again tonight.
The last debate before the crucial New York primary takes place in Brooklyn Thursday night. Both candidates spent Wednesday campaigning in the Empire State. Hillary Clinton, who represented New York in the Senate from 2001 to 2009, was in the Bronx. Her focus was clearly on her likely rival in the general election.
Unlike Donald Trump, we're not saying some people don't belong. We're not saying some people are not wanted.
New York's primary will be held on April 19th. I'm Kim Hutcherson.
And you can hear tonight's Democratic debate here on WMAL tonight at 9. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,908, the Nasdaq at 49,47. Sports, the Wizards end their season on a winning note, beating the Hawks, but it was not enough to save Coach Randy Whitman's job. Baseball, the Nats win, the O's lose for the first time. The Caps host Philadelphia and gain one of their playoff series tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings of the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's time to score with big savings from Long Fence. For a limited time, get 25% off all our quality products. As a family-owned and operated company with over 70 years of experience, Long Fence has provided area homeowners with all of their deck, hardscaping, and fencing needs. Financing options are available for qualified buyers. For your free estimate and to take advantage of this limited-time offer of 25% off, visit longfence.com. That's longfence.com.
I saw a t-shirt the other day that made me chuckle. His shirt said he's not lazy. He's in energy-saving mode.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Okay, here's the irony. A home comfort system worth its nuts and bolts is definitely not slacking off when it's in energy-saving mode. Just the opposite, in fact. Maybe you've got high energy bills telling you that your system might not be pulling its weight. Right now at Snell, we're offering what might possibly be the last home comfort system you'll ever have to buy. For starters, you can save $1,700 on a Lennox system. And then let me sweeten the deal even more. 0% financing and no money down. So let's recap. A complete home comfort system, heating and cooling, the Lennox name installed by my stand-up guys, and worry-free comfort season after season after season. Now there's a mode that's really saving energy.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month. And ask about our two-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 5/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. Two-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Weak economic data has led to interest rates falling back to the lowest levels in a year. This is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and if you're one of the many who procrastinated and didn't take advantage of the lowest rates in history, this is your last window of opportunity. Call me, Mark Livingstone, at 202-625-1221. We'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station. That's 202-625-1221, or log on to cornerstonefirst.com.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit garagedoorrepair.com.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore-Washington Parkway still bunched up through Jessup, but the better news, U.S. Park Police tell me all lanes reopened southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway right as you come up to the exit for 32. Still seeing some of that activity on the shoulder. 95 actually picks up a little bit of that bailout traffic passing 32 and then beyond the next set of delays I'm seeing through Beltsville to join on to the outer loop slowdowns. Aspen Hill. Crash just reported on George Avenue. If you're coming southbound just past Connecticut Avenue, do watch fire and rescue units responding in that stretch. 270 about the stop and go. We'll take you down to Virginia where we're dealing with a serious crash on Route 1. If you're heading through Lorton, try to avoid this for a while so we can get lanes open. Northbound Route 1 before Gunston Cove Road. It looks like the activity for the crash still along the right. They're intermittently letting that left lane get on by. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good shot here of clear skies. We roll through the morning hours. Temperatures on the chilly side. We'll go through the afternoon with sunshine. We'll make it up to about 65. Tonight, clear and 44. The sun does come back tomorrow, and it looks like we will see temperatures getting to around 67 degrees. We do have some frost advisories just to the west. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 29 in Stafford, 43 in Bethesda, 43 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by GarageDoorRepair.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. 705 this morning. We haven't talked to him in a while. We have a few things to talk to him about. Lanny Davis will join us at 735. We'll talk to Chris Barnes of Fix WMATA because, WMATA needs some fixing.
Yeah, it does.
And they're talking about, there's a big hearing on Capitol Hill and fireworks over that yesterday. That's at 735. 835, rather, an interview with Jake Tapper from CNN. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Hey, you just heard Bill Thompson tell you that after 4.5 seasons, Randy Whitman has been summarily fired from the Washington Wizards. Let's give you a little more details on that. It happened after the victory over the Hawks last night, but it was a meaningless victory. Wizards don't make the playoffs, and that is a huge disappointment. You know, they did so well last year getting into the second round until they fell, actually, to these very same Atlanta Hawks, if I remember right. And a lot of high hopes for this team this year, and it was a dismal, dismal season. And no, it's not one of those ones you can blame on injuries and things like that. No, it was just a bad year for the Wizards, which, of course, we're used to around here. But here's the interesting thing. Now, all of the rumors and all the NBA smart guys are all saying that the understanding is that the Wizards would love to hire Scotty Brooks, former coach of the Oklahoma City Thunder. Why is that important? Because Scotty Brooks, when he was with the Thunder, first of all, was quite successful, but also was the coach, of course, of the Oklahoma City Thunder star player, one Kevin Durant, Prince George's County's own D.C. native, Kevin Durant,
right,
a man who will be a free agent after next season. Perhaps having his old coach here set up at the Wizards front office there would be a way of helping to woo
Kevin Durant
as a free agent to come home to Washington.
Well, that, as they say, would be interesting.
We shall see what happens there. Other news last night, it was the last night of the season, of the regular season for the NBA, and it was also the last night of an incredible career in Los Angeles for the greatest Laker of all time, Kobe Bryant. They did a whole goodbye video for him with huge NBA legends all saying goodbye to him before they announced him on the court. And they finished the video with probably the most important member of the Lakers organization, even though he's not actually officially a member of the Lakers organization.
Kobe, goodbye. I think I may retire with you. I'm not sure, but it's been great watching you, and I hope you enjoyed it half as much as me and my family have. You've been an inspiration to us all, and L.A. loves you.
Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, he's always there courtside.
Yeah, he is. But did you hear the beginning of that? What was that?
Kobe, goodbye. I think I may retire with you. I'm not.
Yeah,
I may retire with you.
When's the last time Jack was in a movie?
Maybe he means retire from going to Lakers games because they've been so bad lately. Meanwhile, up the coast of California, nothing bad about the Golden State Warriors.
Wow.
We told you yesterday.
Really, yeah.
Last night was their chance to break a record that no one thought would be broken, that 72-win season from the Chicago Bulls. And they did it. They are now the winningest team in a single season team in NBA history. 73 wins in a season. That
That's
is an
amazing.
Enormous achievement. And one other achievement that happened last night, Steph Curry, their star there, hit a three-pointer, a legendary three-pointer. Listen to this.
Curry for 400. Got it! There it is! 400 threes in a season for Steph Curry!
Wow.
He hit his 400th three-pointer of the season, as you heard there. You know how remarkable that is?
Yeah, you were telling me this earlier. I'd never heard this before.
Not only has no one ever hit 400 three-pointers in a season, no one has ever hit 300 three-pointers in a season.
That's impressive.
It is an incredible
thing. That's an accomplishment.
All right, one of the things, intersection of sports and politics. You know, politicians always like to, you know, they talk about sports if they can. Marco Rubio talked about football whenever he could. And, you know, that's good. It's like a common man kind of thing, right? So, and God bless, I love Donald Trump. And, you know, I got great praise for Donald Trump when he deserves it. And I criticize him when he deserves criticism. And I laugh with him when he does things that are funny. Well, he was in Pittsburgh yesterday, and he's stumping for the Pennsylvania primary. He wants to win those delegates. And off the cuff, he decided to make a sports reference.
He's ad-libbing again, huh?
Yeah, to the Pittsburgh crowd. Listen to this.
How's Joe Paterno? Are we going to bring that back?
All right. So, I'm going to continue this, but first, it needs to be pointed out a couple of things here. Joe Paterno's dead.
Yeah.
All right, so it's kind of hard to ask how Joe Paterno is. We got to bring that back. Also, can I just reiterate that he is in Pittsburgh, which is kind of far away from Penn State.
Right.
In fact, if I remember right, Penn State versus Pittsburgh used to be a pretty huge rivalry in football. Neither of them are really that great anymore. But anyway.
How's Joe Paterno? Are we going to bring that back? Right?
Did you hear the boos?
Yeah.
We hate Joe Paterno. We hate Penn State. But wait, and then, of course, you know the scandal that happened under Joe Paterno.
Right? Yeah.
Well, listen to this.
How about that whole deal?
How about that whole deal?
What in the world? What was he thinking?
How's Joe Paterno? Are we going to bring that back? Right? How about that whole deal?
It's just the weirdest remark I've ever heard on a campaign trail. But God bless him. He's going to win Pennsylvania.
Oh, by big numbers.
It's 6:43 on WMAL. Traffic and weather coming up in 2 minutes.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
How about that old deal? Sorry.
That really amused
me. That whole, you know, child abuse in the showers deal. How about that? Yeah. Anyway, vote for me. Do you ever wish you could get rid of the bags under your eyes?
Oh, you're going to go home.
The bags that you see there.
It's called a transition.
Yeah, you got to get rid of them. There's only one solution that I know of, and that's Genucel. There's only one solution, first of all, for a couple of reasons. First of all, it's natural. All right, it's easy. I put a little Genucel gel right on the bags under my eyes before I go to bed at night, and when I wake up in the morning after I wash my face, and I haven't seen bags in, like, forever, you know. And it's going to work for you. So that's a good reason why it's a great solution. Secondly, it's fast. With its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours. You get your money back. That's guaranteed. That's the third reason right there. It's guaranteed. And get this, right now is a great deal, because if you order Genucel during their spring clearance event, Chamonix is going to double your order absolutely free. So is that four reasons now I've given you? 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Oh, look at that. Here's the fifth reason. If you order now, they'll upgrade you to free shipping. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
Attention DC small businesses. It's time to dare to compare health plan prices. You might be surprised to find that you could save up to 24% simply by switching to United Healthcare. In fact, you may save up to $1,229 per year per employee. With some of the lowest prices in town, United Healthcare means business. Get a quick plan and price overview at uhc.com/compare. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company, Optimum Choice Incorporated, or United Healthcare of the Mid-Atlantic Incorporated, depending on the coverage purchased.
It is 6:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore Washington Parkway. How about this deal? We had a crash southbound as you approach 32, but it's on the shoulder, so we're trying to recover heading for Jessup. That's the scoop there. And then each direction farther south in Laurel, we just have that early morning volume rush hour here. I'm getting into the rush hour thick now on the outer loop, leaving College Park to Silver Spring, taking 270. The ride's been about the stop and go. Now in Virginia, we've had a couple problems. First, on 66 eastbound before 29 Centerville. Earlier crash has been cleared for a while, but it's given us big delays pushing through Manassas. And with the big delays on 66, that means the feeder roads, 234, you can't just struggling to try to get up on 266, the Prince William Parkway and Sudley Road. In the Lorton area, northbound Route 1 before Gunston Cove Road, crash along the right side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good shot here of clear skies. We roll through the morning hours. Temperatures on the chilly side. We'll go through the afternoon with sunshine. We'll make it up to about 65. Tonight, clear and 44. The sun does come back tomorrow. And it looks like we will see temperatures getting to around 67 degrees. We do have some frost advisories just to the west. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
43 degrees right now in the nation's capital at 646.
The Mutual Fund Show. We've dedicated more than 15 years to giving you rational, sensible investing advice. Tune in and learn every Saturday at noon.
Hey, you know, it's really rare that in a presidential primary that Maryland matters.
Yes.
But it does this time. Yes. And so the candidates...
That's going to be the new motto for the state.
Maryland matters.
Maryland matters.
That's right. And so the candidates are actually coming to Maryland to make their case. Here's John Kasich yesterday. He starts talking basketball.
I happen to think this guy, Michael Phelps, is an incredible guy, okay?
Oh,
and I
swimming,
think,
I'm sorry.
Known better for his swimming
I
than
think
his basketball.
Because of his seeking improvement and forgiveness, he becomes an important role model.
I'm sorry, my mistake. It's Michael Phelps, the swimmer.
I believe Michael Phelps has played some pickup games here and there.
Yeah, but really known for his swimming, not his basketball.
Although he does have a good reach. He could block shots.
Yeah, Kasich.
Kasich. I'm in Maryland. Who should I talk about?
Michael Phelps.
It's like Trump saying, I'm in Pennsylvania. Hey, how about that Joe Paterno?
And guess who else was in Maryland yesterday?
Yeah.
Bill Clinton.
Oh, God. I hope he didn't talk about Michael Phelps.
He's hanging out with the old folks over at Leisure World.
You live in the highest voting precinct in the entire state of Maryland. And you should be proud of it.
I believe that. What do you want to do today, Marge?
So,
let's vote.
The first thing I want to ask you to do is not to break your record down, but break it up.
There you go.
Break it up. Oh, all right. They even get higher. Yeah. Okay. They loved him over there. They were, you know, that's a big deal for those, for everybody over at Leisure World, yeah, for Bubba to,
you know,
show up.
You know, Bubba could probably check into Leisure World at this point.
He sounds like it.
Yeah. And then there's this story.
He is cuter than Eisenhower. You're right.
Yesterday, there was a.
I love Leisure World. Why am I giving them trouble?
No, that,
I'm sorry.
We it's love
a
our
great,
friends.
They are. They're fantastic.
They're
that's
people.
A great place.
The D.C. delegate to the RNC.
Oh, yeah.
The GOP delegate.
You are fired up about this.
Her name is Rena Bahara.
Rena Bahara.
Yeah, she was on, I think it was Fox yesterday. Oh, yeah, the Gretchen Carlson show.
There you go. The real real story.
With Gretchen
Carlson.
The
real story with Gretchen Carlson.
And, well, what she had made people real mad. Listen to this.
She is a Republican delegate to the convention.
Right.
Let's just be clear about that.
I've been called a Democrat. I've been called a Republican in name only. But the truth of the matter is, I know what I'm getting with Clintonian policies. I don't know what I'm getting with Donald Trump. He's seriously too far off the deep end for me. And I've tinkered with that idea. I'm also thinking about not just staying at home, not going to vote that
day.
Wait
a minute.
So she actually said in this interview that if it came down to Trump or Hillary, she would vote for Hillary.
Well, did I mention that she's from the District of Columbia?
Yeah, but she's also...
Which went overwhelmingly for Marco Rubio, by the way.
A delegate to the RNC.
Yes, she is.
So there's that. And I listen, a lot of people really got upset about this, saying, you know, if you're going to be a delegate, you know, come on. You can't even contemplate the idea, yeah, of voting for Hillary.
Yeah, if the candidates are supposed to pledge that they will support the nominee, you would think at the very least the delegates to the convention, yeah, would do the same thing. This is why the District of Columbia should not be a state.
And Michael Phelps is a swimmer.
He is. Very good one, too.
650.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI, with six convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Hi, I'm Brian Scudamore from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Honey, the magic is here.
Great, I can hardly wait.
Come on in, guys.
Thanks.
We point at junk and it disappears, right?
You've obviously heard the radio ads.
But those ads are true, aren't they?
Point at something. Anything at all.
Even if it's outside?
Anything.
That was fun.
I love this.
It's gone.
All you have to do is point.
I love this job.
Me too.
People are just so happy when their stuff disappears.
The house feels so much bigger.
Is there anything you'd like us to get from the attic?
Absolutely. Follow me.
How do you do that?
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOTJUNK.com.
Spring is here. Lawnmowers, soccer games, and so many commercials for replacement windows, you don't know where to begin. Start by visiting thewindowman.com. Since 1989, thewindowman.com has been your local educational window company, featuring two legendary brands. Marvin's fiberglass replacement window, the Infinity, made with Altrex fiberglass, and Monterey Storm windows. Marvin's Infinity is the most beautiful replacement window available, adding character and value to your home. Love your current wood windows? Great! Keep them by simply adding Monterey Storm windows, the window that hides in plain sight. Schedule your free in-home consultation by calling 703-978-9888. Or visit a Windowman showroom in Fairfax or Alexandria. And for a limited time, save up to $500 on most window orders.
The Windowman can.
The Windowman.
See us for saving details. Limited time offer.
It is 6:53. Let's check in with the CNBC News Desk for our business report.
Good morning to you. I'm Mary Thompson at CNBC, where we're looking right now at stock futures that are pointing to a lower open on Wall Street. Economic reports out today expected to show that 3,000 more people filed for first-time jobless benefits last week and that the consumer price index rose 0.2% last month. A couple of banks out with their first quarter earnings today. Bank of America reporting profits in line with expectations. Revenue was a little light. Wells Fargo out later today. All of this following JP Morgan Chase, which reported stronger than expected results in yesterday's session. Americans spent $309 billion on prescription drugs last year. That's an 8.5% increase. The increase driven mainly by the growing use of ultra-expensive new drugs and a 10% jump in the number of prescriptions filled. Those prescriptions now at about $4.5 billion. Further price hikes expected to slow to the 4 to 7% range through 2020. I'm Mary Thompson, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey everyone, Proactive has a special offer for our listeners. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free giveaway and free shipping. You have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Want to try Proactive? They're letting everyone try Proactive 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away a free deep cleansing face brush and free shipping when you call right now, 800-756-3710. You heard right, a risk-free trial of Proactive, a free deep cleansing brush, and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. For $19.95, you'll get prescription-grade Proactive, plus a rotating deep cleansing brush valued at $45, totally free, and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 800-756-3710. That's 800-756-3710. One more time, ready? 800-756-3710.
It is 6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia busy on Route 1 if you're heading through Lorton. The crash northbound Route 1 before you get to Lorton Road. Before Gunston Cove Road, they are allowing the left side to get by, so seeing some movement in that stretch. So that's some good news. On 95 through Stafford to Aquia, we're jammed. Dale City to Woodbridge, you hit the brakes. Now on to 395 off the Beltway through Landmark, where we've had delays. Accident reported in backup right near Duke Street, so crews were responding there. Prince William Police tell me they were working a crash. We knew it looked slow here on 29 Lee Highway through the battlefield. Just jam before you get to 234 for the crash. We only have one lane there each direction, so extra time for sure needed. Bailout traffic too for commuters that have been sitting there taking Groveton Road down toward 234 and 66. 66 bunched up in Manassas Centerville, so that corridor, extra time for everybody. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway in Jessup, the crash southbound near 32 to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
From here, looks like clouds and moisture stays well south. We're in the clear sky this morning and the sunshine this afternoon. We'll make it up to 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
43 degrees, traffic and weather brought to you by B&F Coffee and Office Supplies.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Greeting the world with a smile shows confidence. Missing or damaged teeth can shut down your smile, changing the way the world sees you. Hi, I'm Dr. Rubralia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. How would you like to never worry about the discomfort and difficult daily care of dentures and to eat all the foods you love? Cascades Dental has one of the most experienced full-mouth implant restoration teams in the D.C. area. One doctor changing your life with a comfortably sedated procedure in one location. In most cases, your full-mouth implants with perfect teeth fixed in your mouth and be done in one day. You want a doctor with experience, not a doctor gaining experience. This is what we do best. And as always, in my office, there's no fear and no lectures. We just help people smile.
Prolific experience and a legendary after plan that's completely guaranteed for 10 years makes Cascades Dental the clear choice for dental implants. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at CascadesDental.com.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
A United States Marine has given his life for his country serving in Iraq last weekend. And the debate isn't about beating ISIS. It's about how many troops are deployed there. This is the problem when the White House bases its definition of what the president says is his number one priority, defeating ISIS, on how many troops are on the ground.
In order to not tell the American people that there are really more troops than the 3,870 we were told would be there, the administration decided to have very short rotations. 30 days doesn't count as being on the ground in Iraq, apparently. Unless, of course, you are the Marine asked to risk your life there for those 30 days. This is hard to watch. The Congress feigning disbelief and the President deliberately misleading the country on the troop count there with a dangerous 30-day announce strategy. Time for some courage from both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue. The men and women in the fight deserve nothing less. And thank you for your sacrifice, Staff Sergeant Lewis Carden, United States Marine. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call TermBusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Coming up on WMAO.
We haven't talked to him in a while. It's always interesting. It's always compelling. Lanny Davis will join us.
And we'll also talk about how to fix WMATA with the proprietor of Fix WMATA, Chris Barnes. Jack Evans says it just needs about $300 million and everything will be fine. That would be $300 million of your dollars.